I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's Thursday, time for our international briefing. Coming up, the Arab world is still analyzing President Barack Obama's words from an interview on the Al Arabiya network earlier this week. It was his first formal interview with a broadcast outlet. We'll hear about the president's message and the response in just a few minutes. But first, we look to Southern Africa and the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Earlier this week saw yet another round in the marathon negotiations over a potential power-sharing agreement between that nation's ruling and opposition party. If successful, the plan could allow longtime leader Robert Mugabe to hold on to his position as president, while opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai would become prime minister. The talks follow a violent political standoff in the wake of elections last year, which much of the international community believes the opposition won. But Mr. Mugabe has refused to step aside, and the country's economy and infrastructure are rapidly deteriorating. We're going to hear more now from Hopewell Radebe. He's an editor with Business Day in South Africa. Welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, and thanks to your colleagues.
This framework has been in place for months. I mean, the idea of Mr. Mugabe as president, Mr. Tsvangirai as prime minister, it's been in place for months. Is Mr. Tsvangirai expected to agree with this?
He's meeting tomorrow morning, the whole day actually, with his executive council to decide whether or not they should continue with this agreement or pull out completely. The reason being that they believe really that their positions, their entire cabinet positions, were not equitably shared. They believe that the key positions, Mr. Mugabe has taken them and given it to his own party members, and that the SADC leaders have been less than forthright in endorsing what Mr. Mugabe had already decided.
What is your sense of where these talks are going? I understand that the situation is very much in flux, but it just seems to me that there's very little change from months to now, and that this is a recipe for a stalemate. What's your sense?
What you just said is true. The stalemate continues. The MDC has two options, really. One is that when they decide tomorrow, they can either decide to take what they have got and see if they cannot make changes once they are inside the government, because other people are saying that if they are inside the government, they will be able to facilitate and ensure that there are better elections in the future, and that the state under Mugabe is no longer able to use organs of the state to intimidate its members. Another faction within the MDC, his party, are pushing very hard that, no, let's choose to go to the African Union, try and tell them why we have a problem, and then ask for the United Nations to step in and have an interim government set up with a neutral body to run the elections.
And finally, do you have any sense of whether the people of Zimbabwe would accept such a government?
Let me just say that there seems to be division between letting Tsvangirai move in, because they believe that if he's in that government, there will be aid coming in because people are dying, and then the water may have a chance to be purified, people to drink without necessarily getting cholera, and that the health system might be stabilized. Others are saying, no, we are already at no turning point at all. The least we can do is to ask for the United Nations to make a resolution and then be able to have a fair and free elections in a few months.
Hopewell Radebe is an editor with Business Day. He joined us from his office in South Africa. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.